Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I'm really excited to share with you today all about mental wellness. Now, this may not be your hot topic, but let me tell you, it is so important for well-being, and I'm going to give you some great insights and tips. And if you are looking for a passionate career, I'll explain how mental wellness can literally impact your future. So today's episode is why you absolutely need to be educated about mental wellness. This, of course, is Mental Health Awareness Month, but rather than putting attention on mental illness, my intention today is to really put the emphasis on wellness, and I hope it'll spark some great ideas for you. I am Peggy Silfan, internationally known as a personal development coach, motivational speaker, and an author. And I will tell you, mental wellness is one of my passions, and much of it has come from adversity, my own past experience in my 20s, literally having a nervous breakdown and having to be hospitalized. So hopefully I can prevent anything like that possibly happening to you. So let's just begin with what you need to know really now. So the Global Wellness Institute defines mental wellness as an internal resource that helps us think, feel, connect, and function. It's an active process that helps us to build resilience, grow, and flourish. So there are multiple dimensions that contribute to mental wellness. So, of course, there's mental, how we think, how we process, how we understand and use information. There's emotional, which is how we feel and how we manage and express our emotions. There's social, how we connect our relationship to others. And psychological, how we act or function, how we put all the pieces together, taking external inputs along with our internal capacity, and then making decisions on doing things. So before I talk to you about specific things that you can do to maintain mental wellness, I do want to put this in a global perspective. The mental wellness industry is a $121 billion global market, and it breaks down into basically 4 different categories, which I'll get into, which will also cover some of the things that you can do. Why I want to point this out is if you are looking for a career that you can be passionate about, you might want to lock into one of these sectors that I'm going to mention, because this is clearly the future. These are areas that are expanding in terms of economic opportunity, as well as improving personal satisfaction in terms of your commitment to what you do, to what you give to the world. So the 4 major industry sectors include self-improvement, meditation and mindfulness, brain-boosting nutraceuticals and botanicals, and then senses, spaces, and sleep. And again, I'll get into more specifics. But I wanted you just to have this really important overview, because we're looking at the next 10, 15 years. And I think especially after so many of us have endured the ups and downs of the pandemic, and many continue to, this is an area that really shows major growth for all of us internally, externally, and financially. So let me break down each of these a little bit further so that you can perhaps select something that you can do today. And the first segment, of course, is self-improvement. And just by listening to this podcast, you are already participating in an aspect of self-growth, because it's really about learning what you can do. It's self-help. It's accessing products and services that can improve your life. So it includes a wide array of activities that are associated with personal development. So it's about self-help, getting coaching, doing brain training, or any kind of cognitive enhancement. So there are many sectors that can fit into the self-improvement aspect. The second one is meditation and mindfulness. And I've talked about this in past podcasts and even offered some specific techniques. This covers many different practices and many different approaches. And again, it may be something that's in the classroom. It may be a guru that you learn from, or you might find online platforms or apps books, videos. There is a growing market for meditation and mindfulness accessories as well, things like cushions and bhakti drums. I happen to have one. It makes wonderful solfeggio tones. I'll talk about that in another podcast. Tibetan bowls or gongs or other items that might help calm mind and body and put you into a relaxation experience. And there are emerging companies like HeartMath that have really comprehensive programs and trainings available. Number three is the brain-boosting nutraceuticals and botanicals. So there's lots of functional foods and beverages that are really promoting brain health. A number of supplements like cannabis or hemp, CBD, THC, medicinal mushrooms that are also emerging into this marketplace. One of the things I personally recommend, and I've talked about this in past podcasts, is really paying attention to nutrition. I highly recommend that you go to the Food Revolution that was developed by Ocean and John Robbins, who were the heirs to Baskin and Robbins, the ice cream fortunes. You may know the 31 flavors. They walked away from that because they felt that particular food was so unhealthy. And they've been on a campaign for 30, 40 years in teaching people better nutrition, and it improves brain health, and therefore it improves mental wellness. So I'll have a link in the show notes as well for accessing the Food Revolution. There's recipes as well as scientific experts, medical experts talking about best choices. So the last category is that mind-body connection and what helps stimulate that. So our senses, spaces, and sleep can all contribute to calming us down, influencing our mood or stress levels, and can, of course, influence our well-being. So it's a pretty broad sector, but it can incorporate everything from sound healing to white noise to different kinds of music that stimulate wellness, different scents, different aromatherapies, for instance, light. So there's light therapy, there's stress toys and gadgets. And again, sleep is really a major focus. And I've put a lot of emphasis on sleep in Talk About Healthy Living. It is so critical that we have a good pre-sleep routine, that we get enough sleep. And when we don't, that we have tools and techniques we can use to help mitigate the lack of sleep. We're also seeing an increase in multisensory experiences, which are appearing in different wellness spas, wellness travel, throughout our fitness communities, things like forest bathing. I live in Southwest Florida, so I love swamp walking in Big Cypress Preserve and just having that total immersion in nature. But of course, there's things like laughter yoga or flotation tanks. Lots of sensory-based designs are emerging in architecture as well. So this really gives you a sense of what's emerging, but also hopefully stimulates you to consider some choices for yourself of things that you might want to add to your daily, weekly, or monthly repertoire. Try some different experiences to help you out. I highly recommend an app that you can get on your phone. It's My LifeWell Health and Fitness. You can create your own personalized wellness calendar that works for your schedule. It's got a progress tracker. It has all sorts of challenges. It has custom programs with over 5,000 3D videos. There's mindfulness and meditations guiding you to nurture mental and emotional well-being, decreasing stress, anxiety. It has a nutritional element where you can track your nutrition, and there are groups you can be part of and be interactive with and get lots of great insights. Transparency here, I do run the personal development group. So if you come join that, you might see many of my posts, or you can interact with me and ask questions. And it's just another way to connect. Click on the link in the program notes and you will get 3 free months of My Life Well. So try it today. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.